Hello, my name is Gabriel Lovett Sutton, and I normally attend at the Mission Hills Church of Christ in Springfield, Missouri. Before I start, I know I'm going to mess up, so I'm just going to say this right now. I just want to encourage you guys to do two things, to hopefully get an answer to a question that we're going to ask today, and then I want to encourage you to focus on Jesus as you go throughout your life. And hopefully we can learn that through this lesson, so let's begin. All right, as I've grown up, I've always asked myself the question, how does one be wise? You know, I've seen situations where people will make an action or say some things and people will say, well, that was very wise of you. And I'm sitting over there like, how do you know that's wise? How do you know it's unwise or wise, and by what standard are you getting there? So I hope to explore that question today. How does one become wise? So for our text today, if you'll turn to it with me, I'm gonna go to James 3, verse 13. And it begins in verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Before I go any further, I want to kind of give you some context as to how I got this passage of verses. I started studying with David Griffin at the beginning of this year, and one of the things that we've kind of focused on or learned is that sometimes in the Bible there's a statement or a question, and then it's answered pretty easily by the end of that passage of text. So let's continue on as we go through this. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first, and there's seven things I want to focus on. Pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Now you might be asking, Gabe, you said there was going to be a simple answer, but you just listed off at least seven things, and then maybe like five bad things that we shouldn't say. So what's the actual simple answer? So let's ask the question one more time. Who is wise and understanding among you? And I would assert that in order to be wise and understanding, we need to go to the very end. Or verse 18, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. I think that if you want to be wise or understand or have understanding, you need to make peace. And before I go any further, I want to start by saying make peace is not a passive action or a thing that you let come about by just saying, oh, it's going to be peaceful. In order to make peace, we need to choose to make peace. And how do we do that? We do that by the seven things that I listed. And so if we're going to, you guys leave, I want you to think, you know, Gabe gave a lesson on how do we be wise? And the answer was to make peace. And so as we put ourselves in situations, you don't always have to think about those seven things, but what is the most peaceful choice and what would Jesus do? Okay, so the next set of texts that I want to go to is Matthew verse 8. Chapter 8. And as we're turning there, I kind of want to discuss why I chose this text. We're going to be starting in verse 23. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. There's a plethora of other verses in the Bible that talk about how we should be like Jesus in everything that we do. And so I hope to exemplify Jesus' character by reading this set of verses and the situation that happened with the disciples. And after the fact, I want to focus on two different viewpoints that we can kind of look at this as a cause and effect kind of relationship. So starting in verse 23, and we're going to read to verse 27. Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a great tempest arose on the sea, so that the boat was covered with the waves, but he was asleep, he being Jesus. Then his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we are perishing. But he said to them, why are you fearful, you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. So the men marveled, saying, who can this be that even the winds and the sea obey him? The first perspective that I want to kind of focus on is from the disciples. They were going through their life and they had waves hitting the boat. These waves could be any stressful situation that you're in your life. But what happened whenever they called on Jesus? He calmed the storm. And I want to help show you that if we call on Jesus in our actions and we look to his word, then he can help us get through any hard situation. And he can even help us walk above it, like Peter did. And then the next And I told you it was a cause and effect kind of relationship. I want to see Jesus' perspective. If you do take that perspective from the disciples where you call on Jesus, then you're going to be able to sleep through your storms. You're going to be able to be so calm that even when hard times come, you won't need to worry because you have Jesus on your side. Now, I'm running out of time, so I'll give you this last thing. I said at the very beginning that I want to answer a question and I want to encourage you and hopefully exemplify Jesus' character in the Bible. The question was, who is wise and understanding? And I hope that from this you've learned that to be wise, we need to be peaceable or make peace. And how do we do that? We follow Jesus and make actions based off of that. Thank you very much.